Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world.
No play was possible on day two of the third and final test between Sri Lanka and Pakistan in Palikkeli due to persistent and heavy rain. Thunderstorms were forecast to interrupt the match, and although it stopped on a number of occasions, there was insufficient time for the ground to dry before it started raining again. The umpires inspected at 9:38 GMT and shortly afterwards decided to abandon play for the day. 17 wickets fell on the opening day as Pakistan were bowled out for 226, but they hit back to reduce Sri Lanka to 44 for 3 in reply. Sri Lanka lead the series 1-0 after winning the opening match in Goa by 209 runs, while the second match in Colombo was drawn after it was also affected by the weather. The South Africans endured a difficult start to their tour of England, losing Mark Boucher to injury and seeing Somerset have the better of most of day one of their two-day game in Taunton. The home side, boosted by centuries from James Hildreth and Peter Trigo, declared on 312 for 8 and then took 2 wickets, although South Africa recovered to close on 96 for 2. They ended the day missing wicketkeeper Mark Boucher after the experienced gloveman was caught in the eye by a bail. He is now set for surgery and already appears unlikely to make a swift return to action. The West Indies have named an unchanged 13-man squad for the third one-day international against New Zealand, which takes place in St Kitts on Wednesday. Convincing performances in the opening two matches saw the home side win comfortably by 9 wickets and 55 runs at Sabina Park in Jamaica. The squad for the fourth ODI, also in St Kitts, will be named on Thursday. Cricket Australia have confirmed that Brett Lee and Shane Watson have both suffered calf injuries and will fly home, missing the fifth and final one-day international against England at Old Trafford. Both men limped off the field during the 8-wicket defeat in Chesterfield Street, and fast bowler Mitchell Starc, in the country playing for Yorkshire, was added to the squad as cover. Both players will have scans once they return home to Australia.